In this bulletin, China warns its Taiwan military drills will continue. Middle East ceasefire holding as tensions ease. And in sport, Australia closes out the Commonwealth Games top of the medal tally. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. China has warned it will continue military exercises in the sky and seas around Taiwan amid the ongoing controversy over the visit of the United States Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Beijing says it will continue regular military drills on the eastern side of the median line in the Taiwan Strait, the unofficial buffer separating both sides. China's Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin has defended the operations.
China's position is legitimate and reasonable. Our measures are firm, forceful, and appropriate. China's military exercises are open, transparent, and professional, in line with domestic law, international law, and international practice. We aim to warn the perpetrators and punish the Taiwan Independence Forces, and firmly safeguard China's sovereignty and territorial integrity.
Australia's Foreign Minister Penny Wong says it's critical that the cross-strait tensions are eased over China's military drills. China began simulating large-scale attacks immediately after Nancy Pelosi visited Taipei. The United States Senate has passed a sweeping $600 billion bill to fight climate change, lower drug prices, and raise some corporate taxes. After a marathon 27-hour sitting, the Senate approved the Inflation Reduction Act 51-50, with Vice President Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's been a long, tough and winding road to pass the bill.
At last, we've arrived, and we are elated because we've changed the world in a way that you rarely get an opportunity to do that. Our bill reduces inflation, lowers costs, creates millions of manufacturing jobs, enhances our energy security, and is the boldest climate package in U.S. history.
Israel and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad militant group have declared a truce. It ends multiple days of violence and renewed fighting in more than a year. Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid says Israel had achieved its goals in the three-day onslaught. The United Nations welcomes the ceasefire agreement in Gaza. Spokesman for the UN Secretary General, Stephen Dujarric, says agencies are trying to deliver relief and aid.
The Secretary General calls on all sides to observe the ceasefire, and he reaffirms the United Nations' commitment to the achievement of a two-state solution based on relevant UN resolutions, international law, and prior agreements, and the importance of restoring a political horizon. Essential personnel for the UN Relief and Works Agency are continuing to work around the clock to monitor the situation.
COVID-19 has this year become the third largest cause of death in Australia, overtaking cardiovascular disease and lung cancer. New analysis by the Actuaries Institute shows only ischemic heart diseases and dementia, with around 10,000 fatalities, are expected to be a bigger cause of death than the virus. By the end of July, Australia's COVID death toll had hit 7,100. It comes as Australian health authorities grow confident the peak of the current virus wave has passed. Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Dr. John Gerrard, says hospitalisations and the number of affected health workers are trending downward. But he says even when this wave passes, there will be another one and Australians should be prepared for it.
Once this wave ends in the next few weeks, the virus is not going to go away. The virus is not going to go away. We are going to continue to have ongoing transmission in the community at a lower level. Now, the current pattern that we have seen in Queensland and worldwide is of a wave every 3 months.
Former New South Wales Deputy Premier John Barilaro says he regrets applying for a New York-based trade job, but fiercely denies any wrongdoing. Mr. Barilaro made the comments while giving evidence at a parliamentary inquiry into his appointment to that role. He relinquished the controversial position 2 weeks after it was offered to him. He says the controversy has caused him personal hell.
I will say this, that if I knew what I know now, I wish I never had applied. If I knew what I knew now, I wouldn't have walked into what was a shit show. And I'm going to use those terms, I'm sorry to say, because the trauma I've gone through over the last 6-7 weeks has been significant.
The government initially said the process had been carried out at arm's length, but Mr. Barilaro revealed he had flagged his interest with several cabinet members, including the Premier. Health authorities have moved to dispel a leading myth that debilitating strokes only affect the elderly. With National Stroke Week being marked this week, The Stroke Foundation has released new data showing a stroke occurs in Australia every 19 minutes and can even happen in babies. Lucy Murphy, an executive director at the foundation, is encouraging Australians to share the FAST message when it comes to identifying the symptoms of a stroke.
So F stands for face. So if you see somebody's got a drooping face, that's a sign they might be having a stroke. A is for arms, so ask people to lift their arms up. If they can only lift one up, they might be having a stroke. S is for speech, so if their speech is slurred or they're having trouble getting their words out, that might be another sign. And T is for time. Stroke is a medical emergency. Call 000, get to hospital. Fast, S-A-S-T. We're asking people to remember that.
Stroke is one of the leading causes of death and disability in the country, with around 770,000 Australians living with its impact. To sport, Australia is wrapping up the Commonwealth Games atop the medal tally. As the closing ceremony gets underway, Australia achieved a total of 178 medals, with England in second with 176. The final gold medal of the Games went to the Kookaburras, who won the men's hockey, defeating India 7-0. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos.